I told you, yes, he would be here, and he's here. Joshua Francis, the deputy political leader of the United Workers' Party.
Carry me like you are my brother.
Of course, since the election call last Friday,
could you be there?
Conspicuous silence from the deputy leader. I think he took the time to reflect going forward. He will tell you his story. He'll tell you the story of the fans and many sad fans. Even the fact that he lost a constituency he cared for many years.
Tell me, will you hold me? When wrong, will you scold me?
I was just having lunch a few minutes ago, and there was a lady that told me that she cried for the entire weekend, saying over and over, not Joshua, not Joshua.
And fight till the end, but I'm only
a lady from Girardeau. Joshua, before we take the news, I'm going to say good afternoon to you. I know, you know, you want to let off or exhale there for a little while, but say good afternoon to your many, many constituents.
Hi, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon.
I almost say good afternoon, God.
No, I'm not.
No, well, not referring to you as God, but, you know, I always like to put God the Almighty first in all things that I do. So I want to start by saying good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to the Rosa South constituency. Wherever you are, constituents, I hope you're having a good one. And good afternoon to all listeners, both here and abroad.
Well, again, I'm going to play a little bit of this song because I thought, you know, on reflection, this would be the best song to play at this time. And we'll take the news right after this. Stay tuned for Joshua Francis exhaling, telling us what he thought may have happened on that day.
Could you be there?
For the news coming up next right here in Q. This is the Talk on the Block. Matt Peltier in the house as usual. If it's on the block, we'll talk about it.
top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the news at the top of the hour for this time. The news is brought to you compliments Burton & Company Limited. Here's what's making news. Chief Executive Officer of VF Inc., Dr. Valda Henry, has announced the business's hosting for the 10th Phenomenal Caribbean Women's Symposium, carded for January 24th to the 26th, 2020, at the Cabritz National Park in Portsmouth. Speaking to Q95 News on 11th December 2019, Dr. Henry explained that the symposium will include an array of activities ensuring that all registered persons attending this milestone event will never experience a dull moment.
Well, we are think for the first time we hosted the Ladies in a Heart with a Heart event at the Fortune Hotel on December 1st, and that was a good success, and that the people, you know, raising funds for the victims of not only the victims, for the people of the Bahamas following Hurricane Dorian. You know, we celebrated, they hosted the 4th Phenomenal Caribbean Men's Symposium in connection with Caribbean. But coming up big for VF Inc. is next year's 10th Phenomenal Caribbean Women's Symposium, carded to take place on January 25th, 2020. It's the 10th year. And you know, 10 is a milestone. And for this milestone year and the milestone celebration, in addition to the main event on Saturday, January 25th, 2020, we'll be hosting a weekend of activities. From the Friday afternoon, we will be having mini symposiums in various areas, from health and wellness to small business to something, even something on climate change, we're also hoping to have, to beauty, to sports and fitness. So a series of mini symposiums will be held on the Friday, and on the Sunday, Saturday being the main event, on Sunday we'll be hosting a barbecue and picnic for all the participants and the speakers.
Chief Executive Officer of VF Inc., Dr. Valda Henry. Now, scientists think they can now explain at least part of the recent growth in methane levels in the atmosphere. Researchers led from Edinburgh University in the United Kingdom say their studies point to a big jump in emissions coming from just the wetlands of South Sudan. Satellite data indicates the region received a large surge of water from East African lakes, including Victoria. This would have boosted CH4 from the wetlands, accounting for a significant part of the rise in global methane, perhaps even up to a third of the growth seen in the period 2010 to 2016 when considered with East Africa as a whole. There's not much ground monitoring in this region that can prove or disprove our results, but the data we have fit together beautifully, said Professor Paul Palmer. We have independent lines of evidence to show the sod wetlands expanded in size, and you can even see it in our aerial imagery. They became greener. That's the news at the top of the hour for this time. The news brought to you compliments Burton & Company Limited. Stay tuned. Talk on the Block comes up next, hosted by Matthias Pelty Jr., right on cue.
It's Christmas time again,
and it's time to bank on Burton's. Shop between December 2nd and December 28th and receive Bank on Burton vouchers on all purchases $50 or more. Spend $50 to $99 and earn $10 off. Spend $100 to $199 and earn $25 off. Spend $200 or more and earn $50 off. Redeem your voucher between January 2nd and January 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Visit us at Burton's at the corner of Independence Street and Kennedy Avenue, or call us at 1-767-448-2815. Bank on Burton's this Christmas.
Guadalupe, oh, 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 oh. Guada, Guadada! Noella Vivi Seminam and Valfairy announces shopping Fridays in December for only $250. $250 in Seminam, $250 One day shopping in Guada! Friday, December 13th and Friday, December 20th. Departing the Rose of Ferry Terminal at 6 a.m. the Cabaret Sport at 7 a.m. On return, departing Guadeloupe at 6 p.m. Book your space on Val Ferry. Contact our offices at 440-3457 or 445-6048. Shopping Fridays in Guadeloupe, Timal. C'est Val Ferry. Nuka Sevi Puduela.
There's always more to share with Digicel. This Christmas, sign up for a variety of premiere TV and internet package to receive 50% off for 3 months. Sign up today and get the chance to be among weekly winners of amazing prizes too. Save more and win more this Christmas. Visit a Digicel store.
Terms and conditions apply.
Mommy, Daddy.
Yes, son?
Yes, love.
It's Christmas time. You promised to make it fun this year.
Oh, that's easy. We'll make it fun with $10,000 from Central Cooperative Credit Union. Low monthly payments, 1% interest rate per month. Make no payments till January 2020.
Serious, babes? That's a Merry Christmas deal.
Oh, yes. $10,000 will complete our Christmas wish list with Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Make it Merry Christmas loan. And we will have the chance to win $300 La Ja Shesh.
All right, son. We'll make your Christmas wish come true this season with a Make It Merry loan.
Thank you, Mommy and Daddy.
Visit the Goodwill or Portsmouth branch today or call 448-2261. Our loan officers are waiting to assist you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Promotion runs from November 6th to December 20th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm back. I did promise you, Mr. Joshua Francis, and we just heard him there just before the news. I want to go back to the day, election day. Even at this stage, everybody's asking, what's going on with Joshua? He'll tell you his story. But I want to go back. I know you have many, many, many fans out there, supporters, Joshua.
Yes, Matt.
Let's start off with the thank yous.
Yes, Matt. I want to say thank you to the people. But before that, Matt, I want to read a scripture from Isaiah 5:20. Mm-hmm. It says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. You swear that's what has been happening in Dominica. The country appears upside down, back to front. But before we proceed, Matt, I want to take the opportunity first and foremost publicly to give God, the Almighty, Jehovah God, all the glory. And I want to take the opportunity also to thank the United Workers Party Team Dominica. I want to start up with the Honorable Lennox Linton. Thank you, sir. And I want to thank my teammates, you know, starting in Granby. We have Ned Packett, Sufria. We have Dr. Sam Christian. In the PT7 constituency, we had Rosanna Emmanuel, Ronald Charles in the Valley, Glenroy Coffee in Rosa Central, Danny Luge, Rosa North, Maho. We have Felix Thomas, Monel Williams in St. Joseph, Hector Sparks, John Honorable in Salisbury.
Did we miss Rosenoff, or would you say that?
Daniel Lugge, Honorable Daniel Lugge Rosenoff. Mm-hmm. Collio, we have Mr. Nicholas George, Paul Small, Jefferson James, Marcus Romain in Cottage, Davis George in the Peebush constituency, Ezekiel Basil in Wesley, the Honorable Lennox Linton in Marigot, Annette Sanford in the Kalinago Territory. You have Teacher Ernie Lawrence in Cassibris constituency, Francisca Joseph in the Laplin constituency, Dr. Firo Coffey in the Monjon constituency.
And Laplin.
Francisca Joseph, I mentioned Laplin. I would like the nation to really congratulate every candidate to Team Dominica. Each candidate presented himself or herself selflessly. Persons who were not paid or promised to be paid to make themselves available to represent the people of Dominica, and much congratulations to them. On a Rosa Sol constituency level, I want to express my sincerest gratitude to the people of Rosa Sol constituency, and that includes not only those who support me, but the Labour Rights as well. They make up Rosa Sol. It's a diverse constituency, politically and otherwise. And as a former parliamentary representative, I want to say that it was of immense pleasure to have worked and continue to work, because as I speak, I have not lost touch or disconnected myself with my constituency. I want to thank all those who allowed me to place signs on their properties, those who allowed me into their homes, their spaces, into their verandas, their kitchens, in some cases even their bedrooms. You know, just this morning I was at someone's home and she brought me into her bedroom. And I want to thank these people, because you have to feel honored to be not only allowed into somebody's house, but to be taken into a private place like a bedroom. You know, sometimes people take you in there to show you something, sometimes just out of love. So I want to thank all of you who have allowed Joshua Francis and his team to have had access to your space. On that note, I want to thank my team, the Rosa Sol Constituency Association, a group of awesome people, remarkable people. There are a lot of them, Kathy Joseph, if I have to go, is a Kenrick down in Newtown, Juliana. We can go on and on, Daria.
I suspect you'll spend the entire day.
Yeah, so probably I
be careful there.
Right. I also want to say thank you to the young people, the Rosa Sol Constituency Association Youth Group. You all are awesome young people, and I pray that all goes well for you on the days forward. I want to thank the group of young men on Sesame Street, Matt. You're probably aware of the group of young men who stood up for Dominica. They're very strong men. You have guys like Buju. You have guys like Tola. You're familiar with those names, Matt?
Yes, I am.
You probably visited those guys on the block. You probably had some cocoa tea, right?
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope you did go and you visit Tola, have some cocoa tea. So you have guys like Tola, Buju, Penny Rice, Bums, Pyro, Maggie, Junior, Alinto, Bo, Najikel, White, O'Neill, Vivian, IG, Gavin, Julie, just to name a few. Those are guys, who usually hangs out at the Sesame Street, the Harlem Plaza area. Strong-minded guys. So I just want to big them up.
I know one of your many, many supporters up there in Lubia. She's a very strong soul. You're always on the block.
I want to big her up. That's Helena Etienne, better known as Hermia.
Yeah.
This lady is just a phenomenal lady, one of a kind, very strong-minded, strong supporter. So I want to say thank you, Hermia. I want to say thank you to Peter Greenaway, Curtis up at Kingsale. I want to say thank you to the people up at Jodel, Eggleston. Thank you. The people of Fobawa, Snook Corner, Madrell, Leopoldville, Lubia, Wallows, Castle Comfort, Kingsale, Newtown, Citronier, Melville Battery, Silver Lake, Bath Estate, Emsall. Good afternoon. I hope you're having a good one. I just want to say thank you. I want to pour out my heart to you and say it is a pleasure to have been your representative. It's a pleasure to know that you exist, and to know that though you're heartbroken, because Matt, I can say to you, I got tons of calls. At some time, I basically just ignored my phone because people were calling and
concerned as well. Huh?
Well, some people called being concerned because they had not been hearing from me, they had not been seeing me, and some people called to express, you know, basically just the pain that they bear. As we speak, there are still some people, well, many people who still bear pain.
I just told you I met a lady that was, you know, in tears.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, Matt, and that's interesting. You know, I meet labor rights who actually feel sorry for what happened in Russell South.
You really?
Yeah, I have met a few labor rights who said, Josh, you know, including yesterday, a gentleman walked into my office and he said, I support my party, the Dominican Labor Party, and I wanted us to win, of course, because I'm a labor right. I supported labor. But if there's one man in the United Workers' Party I wanted to win, would have been you, Joshua Francis. Okay. And he felt sorry. He felt contrite. And his views were, they didn't have to do that. Whatever that meant. I didn't ask him what he meant by that. But I take it to mean that he would have been talking about the irregularities which occurred in Rosa South, like many other constituencies in Dominica. Irregularities which were commissioned by operatives of the Dominica Labour Party. But we are here, and we are grateful, as I said. We are thankful, and we are moving on.
All right, Joshua, I want to take you back on that, if you will, for want of a better term, the dreadful night when the results began coming in there, and you realized at some point something was not right. Bring us back. Rewind the tape.
Well, Matt, you went a little bit too advanced. I didn't wait to hear the results.
Oh, you were listening?
No, Matt, I was on the ground. I left my home after 6 a.m. Just after 6 a.m. on that dreadful day.
Okay.
And I call it a dreadful day because really what happened in Dominica is not in the best interest of Dominica and Dominicans. So I left my home just after 6 a.m. to pick up one of my agents, an outside agent who resides Kenfield East. Day after, I drove to Bath Estate. That's the first hamlet in the constituency I visited. Mm-hmm. And when I got to the polling area, I noticed that absent was a number of my outside agents. So that was one of the issues that I had noticed. And I hung around for some time. But I did observe that there were quite a number of Labour Party operatives inside the school compound and outside the school compound, basically conversing and doing their political work like it was an ordinary day. I took that to the attention of a police officer, an inspector of police, but he appeared not to have taken note. Sometime later in the day, I spoke with him again and we ended up in a little verbal fracas, in a little exchange, because I was for a moment wondering whether there was a collusion between the police and a few Labour Party operatives, because it was astounding that you had these people parading in and out of the polling stations, going into people's ears, clearly indicating to them where to put their vote. And in some cases, I had one or two people who walked up to me in confidence and said, Joshua, I got $300 to vote for your opponent, but I voted for you. So we had that in Bath Estate. I had actually a few exchanges with a few guys who sat on the tree, basically for most of the day, doing their damage. So that's one situation that I experienced. I visited the other polling districts, of course, throughout the constituency, and I noticed irregularities. I saw in some cases where you had polls clerk and returning officers, you know, it's like they were working together against me. You know, I had quite a number of little exchanges here and there. You know, there were times I had to raise my voice because I just felt helpless. I felt like, you know, there was a proper scientific machination by the Dominican Labour Party to take the seat away. And what was also disheartening was to observe the number of faces that I had never seen in the constituency before. Now, the world knows that Joshua Francis is one of the guys who would be very intimate with his constituency. So I may not know everybody by name, but I can identify faces. After all, I have walked that constituency in every corner over the past 6 years, and I know who is who. And when I walked into certain polling districts and observed the number of unseen faces, faces I had never seen in my life, I said, something is not right. So I started to get a bad feeling, and I started becoming defensive as the day went by, because it's like I felt I was in a war and I was not fully prepared. The polling day machination, Rosa South Constituency United Workers' Party, was not fully prepared. I had not foreseen.
Did you take all of this that you're suggesting for granted before the poll?
I probably did. Of course, with all the talk that the Dominican Labour Party was on course to steal the election, I was not naive. I was cognizant that they would have put things in place to bring in overseas voters. But I had not seen the scale of irregularities which I saw on that day in question. Because it wasn't only an issue of overseas voters. You had bribery and cheating taking place in every corner of the constituency, whereby persons were handing over monies to suspects, to unsuspecting voters, to weak minds. You know, it happened in almost every area. I saw it with my own eyes. So it's not a situation of hearsay evidence whereby persons came to me. Of course, in some cases, people called me and say, Joshua, you know, look at what's happening in Kingsville. As a matter of fact, I recall I was at Luby at 1 hour during the course of the day. And somebody called and said, Joshua, Felix Thomas just brought up a van load of Haitians at his home. And they were walking from his home down into the polling station, because one of the polling stations at Kingsville actually took place at a laundromat, which allegedly belongs to Felix Thomas. I don't know how truthful that is. The polling station was at that laundromat. I don't know who is the owner, but it's alleged that you had persons trickling from the gentleman's home into the polling station and voting on other people's names. I had a situation where a lady went to vote, and when she got to the polling station, somebody had voted on her name already. So you had those type of things, you know? So when you have that type of activity, you have that type of machination, you have that type of political behavior, it is very difficult for you not to take it at heart, because I gave my all to Rosa Southern Dominica by extension, Matt. So imagine I was the last person to vote at Lubier. Because as usual, I present myself as a servant. It's like my grandmother. She would cook, she would take care of everybody, and she'd be the last person to go in the port to get her food. And in some cases, there would be nothing left. I treated my political career, and I treat it like that because I'm not done. I treat it like that. So in Luby, I took care of what I had to take care of, and I was the last person in the line. I voted just after 7. And after I voted...
So would you say, Joshua, that... the seat was stolen away from you? Is that what you say?
Well, Matthew can, but it's clear. It's clear.
It was not a fair game.
Clearly, it was not a fair game, Matt. It was distant from fairness. It was not a fair game. I give kudos to my opponent for working hard. You cannot take that away from her. The lady did work hard. She worked extremely hard. You cannot rob her of that fact. But what happened there was not fair. You know, first of all, I did not have the benefit to buy a ticket for none of our supporters who left Dominica post Hurricane Maria, because you have to take that into consideration of the demographics. Post Hurricane Maria, number of people left Dominica. And unfortunately, the United Workers Party did not have the money to bring back those supporters into Dominica. The Labour Party did. In Rosasol, it was clear, Matt, there were some people who had left Rosasol constituency post Hurricane Maria, but they were in the voting line. Plus other people who had not been in Dominica for over 20 years. So what those guys did is that they went through the voters list, they look at the results of 2014, they look at the polling districts, they look by the margins, the difference between Joshua and Ambrose George, and they figure out, okay, are we going to need 200 people in polling district A at Lubier? So they went through the voters list and they look for who would be abroad. They contacted family members. Okay, that guy's in Texas. Can I get a contact number for Abraham John in Texas? Contacted Abraham John. Abraham John, what's happening? How are you doing? Well, you know, blah, 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 had the exchanges. You know, some in some cases, Abraham John may have not been in Dominica for the last 20 years. I understand a gentleman who came in on the plane at Melville Hall, when he got on the ground, he kissed the ground. He said, God, you made me see Dominica again. So this is a gentleman who had left Dominica and had not had the ability to buy a ticket to return. And here it is, he got an opportunity to return to Dominica through the Labour Party scheme. So obviously in a situation like that, a man has to express his gratitude and go there, his gratitude to Labour by going and giving them that vote. So you had that. You had a situation where I understand in Luby, as an example, a gentleman was given $40,000 to distribute on polling day. So he was like, you know, people passing and look, Look at $200. Look at $300. Make sure you vote for Shakira, you know. Make sure you vote for Shakira. In some cases, the guys, people would say, that's not enough. So the deal was, okay, you go in. When you come back out, you pocket your other $200. You saw pictures on Facebook. There were cases where people actually took pictures of their ballot paper to prove that they voted for a certain candidate so they could collect the rest of their monies. So, Matt, when people say, oh, it was fair, obviously you find labor rights who are blind. And they will say, oh, it was fair. They beat us fair and square. Clearly, that is a lie. And that's why I started the scripture from Isaiah. In Dominica, we have gotten to a point where we now want to call right wrong and wrong right. And that is very sad for a nation.
All right, we're going to come back, Dominica. Take a break and come back. We're talking to the deputy leader of the opposition United Workers Party.
Valferry announces shopping Fridays in December for only $250. This on second dollar, Monsieur Madame, $250 EC. One day shopping in Guada, Friday, December 13th and Friday, December 20th. Departing the Rose of Ferry Terminal at 6 a.m. The Cabaret's Port at 7 a.m. On return, departing Guadeloupe at 6 p.m. Book your space on Val Ferry. Contact our offices at 440-3457 or 445-6048. Shopping Fridays in Guadeloupe, Timal. C'est Val Ferry. Nuka Sevi Puduela.
There's always more to share with Digicel. This Christmas, sign up for a variety of premiere TV and internet package to receive 50% off for 3 months. Sign up today and get the chance to be among weekly winners of amazing prizes too. Save more and win more this Christmas. Visit a Digicel store.
Terms and conditions apply.
Mommy, Daddy.
Yes, son?
Yes, love?
It's Christmas time. You promised to make it fun this year.
Oh, that's easy. We'll make it fun with $10,000 from Central Cooperative Credit Union. Low monthly payments, 1% interest rate per month. Make no payments till January 2020.
Serious, babes? That's a Merry Christmas deal.
Oh, yes. $10,000 will complete our Christmas wish list with Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Make it Merry Christmas loan. And we will have the chance to win $300 Laja Shesh.
All right, son. We'll make your Christmas wish come true this season with a Make It Merry loan.
Thank you, Mommy and Daddy.
Visit the Goodwill or Portsmouth branch today or call 448-2261. Our loan officers are waiting to assist you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Promotion runs from November 6th to December 20th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
Are we back with Joshua Francis? We'll take some phone calls just while, just trying to get a feel from Joshua as to what happened on that big day, election day, December 6th. Joshua, note, as it relates to the observers have said, at least two I know, have said it was free and fair. We've not seen the full report. I take note of that. We've not seen the full report. But what do you make of the observers there on the ground?
But I have to laugh.
You laugh.
Yeah. I have to laugh because, again, you have to feel like what happened on the 6th of December in Dominica was like an apocalypse. Good versus evil, and evil overcame good temporarily. I say temporarily because, you know, at the end, good always overcomes. I had a situation where I walked up to an observer and I said to him that I'm Joshua Francis, the candidate for the United Workers' Party, and I have concerns about the loitering within the precincts of a particular polling station. And furthermore, I had some concerns about monies being shared within the precincts. And the gentleman looked at me. I thought he was going to pull out his book and to record what I was saying, or even take out his phone to take an audio recording, and he never did. He just listened, and he said okay, and he walked away. And I was extremely disappointed because I thought that the gentleman's purpose was for fact gathering, to take note of what he would consider to be regularities and irregularities. I brought something of significance to his attention, and he was nonchalant. He just ignored me. He said okay, and he moved on. At that stage, I felt like it was, you know, I was going up against an entire system.
On the ground, you could just, you know, swallow you there right there. 1:30 is the afternoon time. I know you want to talk to Joshua. I'm going to give you a chance. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, Matt. This is Alex. I call in from Switzerland.
Yes, Alex.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I just want to say greetings from Switzerland to Dominica, to the United Workers' Party, Mr. Lennox Linton, his team members, and also to Joshua Francis. He's gone to my school as well, the Dominica Community High School. So congratulations to you, Josh. I know you didn't win your seat, but I know that you won. Matt, you know, the whole election system has had me really sad and heartbroken, because I think we were all expecting to win.
Okay.
And because we were expected to win and we knew we were going to win, I think it came as a real shock for us that when they call out the results,
mm-hmm.
that we heard it was 18-3. I fell asleep, so I didn't hear the results that were being called.
Okay.
However, I think that what happened was a very, very, very unfortunate situation. And the DLP won because of bribery, thievery, and unjust and unfairness. And I think for me personally, what that is hurting me more, because I'm a very just kind of person, I am all for justice. And when that is infringed upon, I get very, very angry and upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is why I have not been able to digest what happened with the elections on Friday. Two things. First of all, I think the whole structure of Dominica and its system of the Constitution is not in a proper order. This needs to be checked. Secondly, we need to have a proper judiciary system. This as well is corrupt. Thirdly, we need to have a proper electoral reform organization. This as well is corrupt. Fourthly, I think the only kind of guardsmanship we have on an official level, the police station, because we do not anymore have when we had the defense force. We do not have that. We have a police station, a police system. I think that itself is corrupt, with the head of Carbon as a corrupted bot figure. And he need to go. He need to go. The police is one-sided, and they are only for the government of the day. And this is wrong, Matt. This is wrong. This is a crime against humanity and against Dominicans. The police should be for everybody in Dominica. They cannot be only for one side. They cannot be for the DLP. They have to be for everybody. This in itself is wrong. Right? I cannot emphasize how much wrong it is. The police, who is there to be for the people, with the people, right, to guard us all, they are giving all the attention to the DLP and the DLP personalities. This is wrong, Matt.
tell you what, because of the many calls that we expect, we're going to have to shut you. But very good intervention there, all the way from Switzerland. Somebody says in the WhatsApp, Joshua is correct. The DLP outside agents were very aggressive and openly congregating clearly within the 100 yards limit. And it was clear that the police officers did nothing to prevent them from breaking the law. Hello, talk to me on the telephone, 449-3095. Hello, yes.
Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Make it short.
Yes, very short, Matt. And good afternoon to Mr. Francis and your listeners. Matt, I called this morning very briefly, and I said that Dominica, being the failed island that it is, you have persons who have stolen so much, Matt, that they would buy elections for the next half a century. And therefore, Matt, no amount of orating, no matter how eloquent one is, Matt, is going to bring any change. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, men and brethren, what shall we do? I'm asking the question again. Matt, I am saying, I am prepared, we should go to the Commonwealth, we should go to the monarchy, we should go to Canada, the USA, United States State Department, Matt, and of course their national security apparatus, and England, and ask them, Matt, Dominica government needs to be dissolved. Matt, Dominica's independence needs to be revoked. Matt, or else Dominica is on the brink of civil war.
All right, caller. As I said, I'll try to make your calls as short as possible. Somebody just telling me that Kalunda Faustine, you know this, they call him Paro on the streets, was given $20 and 2 5 bags to vote. Can you believe that? 2 5 bags to vote? Five pack. Okay, I don't understand that language. Okay, so 5 pack. So, you know, the cocaine guys, the crack guys, take a 5 pack.
Matt, you just, to make it clear, you know, he may have been given those things to vote, not for Joshua Francis.
you not have given him a 5 pack.
I had no such thing happening in the Rose of South. I have never done it. Because, Matt, we're here talking about polling day.
Yeah.
You must not disconnect yourself from pre-polling day. Because you have to look at things like clientelism, incumbency abuse. All those were part of the machination to steal the election. Remember, this Labour Party used a lot of state resources to seduce voters. In Newtown, as an example, you have the Labour Party's headquarters being an office also for the Social Rapid Response Agency. So you have a conflict of interest whereby you have a party's office being used as an agent for the state. And the state money was being used to buy voters. And that started very early. Remember, the Prime Minister visited Lubia a number of times. He went on the block. He met with the block boys. He brought them into his office, the Prime Minister's office. And he gave them money. Some of these boys got money 3 or 4 times within the year 2019. All those machinations took place before polling day.
Does he have a vending machine?
Well, you see, that's another big question. Because, I mean, Matt, that discussion has just started, you know. Dominica has a serious problem because we have not even asked ourselves, where did that money come from? Some of the monies that were expended on polling day by the Dominica Labour Party, where did that money come from? That itself has to open a can of worms that Dominicans have to deal with.
Let's take a phone call, Joshua. Hello, many phone calls. Are you the caller?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
This is Pastor Jack.
Pastor Jack, hello. Yeah.
Yes, and hello, Josh.
Joshua, Pastor Jack saying hi.
Hi, good afternoon, you? Pastor Jack. I'm doing well. I'm giving thanks and praises, you know.
It is such a relief to hear you laugh this afternoon. Because I want to say to you, just as I said for myself, you have nothing to be ashamed of.
Thank you.
I have met many people in my life. I have gotten close to many politicians. And you are a man among men. I said this to you personally. If I had one vote to cast, I would transfer my registration to your constituency. And with my eyes closed, I would have voted for you. Because I've never, honestly, before God, as I will appear before the judgment seat of God, I have never met a politician more honest, more sincere, stronger, dedicated. You are a man among men. And God will continue to bless you no matter what the result is. You can look at yourself in the mirror because I spoke to you, I've been with you. And you can be proud and say, to God be the glory, great things he has done. This is not your end. This is a beginning. This is a trial. This is one step closer home. So God bless you, and it was a pleasure working with you. I will remain your friend and remain praying for you till the end.
Pastor Jack, thank you very much.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to Pastor Jack. Pastor Jack, all the glory goes to God. And I urge you to continue to pray for me and pray for Dominica. A special prayer for Rose Assault constituency. Thank you. And thank you, Pastor Rodney, and all the pastors throughout the land, all the prayer warriors. I know some of you are brokenhearted and discouraged, but be like Pastor Jack. Keep the spirit up. Keep the fire burning.
You know, many called me a couple of days after and said, is Joshua going to give this up? I responded, maybe a little emotional, being a human being, and maybe he may have made comments to suggest it. But the Joshua that I know don't give up very easily. Joshua, are you going to give up?
Well, Matt, I'm in consideration. I'm in contemplation. I am speaking to people. I am listening to the constituents. I'm looking at the pulse of the nation. And above all, I am praying about it. I'm asking God to order my steps. Because as Pastor Jack said, victory is not always manifested in the flesh. It is not always something that you see, at least not when you want to see it. Because I believe there is more to what happened on December 6, 2019. And we have to wait on the Lord. Those of us who pray and prayed for a change of government, I know amongst us, there are the discouraged and brokenhearted to the point where some are even questioning God. I ask all the God-fearing people not to question God.
You know, I had a friend in Casa Brisa area who actually called a few pastors on that night and asked them, I know that for sure, is God for real?
He is for real, and he's doing his work.
That's the question she asked.
Yes.
You know, at right. That time you feel like a hurricane destroying the country. You're asking whether it's God, whether there is a God, you know. Yeah, you get times when you are questioning. Right. You question him, but he's real.
He is real, Matt. And I think, you know, this morning someone and I were having a conversation, and I said, look at this. From 2013, God has been speaking to Dominica. We had the Christmas Day trough in Rose Assault, particularly got affected by it. In 2015, we had Tropical Storm Erica. In 2017, we had Hurricane Mary. And in 2019, we had a human disaster of the election day results. I call it a human disaster, Matt. I drove my vehicle from home this morning to Roseau, and I passed a few young men on the blocks at Masak and Maho, and I'm like, look at this. Election is now over, and some of these people who supported Dominican Labour Party are right back into a place of despair, a place of hopelessness. That is what I worked for. That is what Honorable Lennox Linton, amongst the other candidates of the Dominican Labour Party, worked for, to get people like that out of the block. Obviously, between December 6th and now, you wouldn't expect a transformation. But Matt, this is the same party that has been here for the last 20 years. And it would be unusual if anything changes under the administration.
Let's watch. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
And let me say a special good afternoon to the Honorable Joshua Francis.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you, soldier, as a man who has walked in that shoe before, it's not easy. I can remember when I contested against Rosie Douglas in 2000. And then when Rosie died, I ran against Ian Douglas. So I had two bites at it. And I can tell you, sometimes you feel so discouraged. You go to the polling stations as a candidate, and you see so many irregularities. You know, the Labour Party, they have a history. They have a history of stealing. And when you talk to the police officers, I mean, there's one police officer from Portsmouth. I see he promoted it and he has big rank now. And you call him and you point out certain things to him. The guy just look at me as though he didn't even hear what I said. And those things just really break you down. Because when you depend on the police to, at least, you know, you're not asking him to do anything to give you any advantage. You're just asking him to, you just make sure that things run smoothly and, you know, be neutral and so on. And the guy just look at you, oh, big deal. So those things that, you know, as a candidate, that really, really break you down, and all the different irregularities. But you know what I saw in that election? That election reminds me of the Mugabe style. I've said it on the platform, Matt. I notice you don't have my whole archives. But I've said it before.
this is a, what I'm seeing developing here is a Mugabe style, where Mugabe used to win elections even before nominations they had. And this is what I see now. You know, in Portsmouth, a high-ranking Labourite told me in Portsmouth about 20 past 10 in the morning on election day that the results will be 17-4. And, Matt, that was the result, 17-4. But we know what happened to Cassie Bruce. Matt, every time there is a recount, go back to 2005, and you will see every time there is a recount, the Team Dominica United Workers Party candidate always loses a recount. Take a look at that, Matt.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. Of course, we're getting the reports, unconfirmed just yet, huh, that Hubert Ingraham, and of course, a top supporter of the Dominica Labour Party, they're asking the question here above. Should he have been removed from being the top of the OAS observer mission in Dominica? Should he have recused himself? We're being told here that he was seen earlier this year on a cruise and being driven around by a top operative of the Dominica Labour Party and was entertained by the Prime Minister. Again, this is unconfirmed. We're still trying to get some details on that, but a lot of people are digging further. So we'll find out what's going on. A lot of, you know, strange stories emerging at this time.
And some of these stories are true, Matt. Like in some cases, people have the view that the Dominica police force colluded with the Dominica Labour Party on election day or polling day to steal the election from the United Workers Party. And in some cases, I do agree. I had my own experience in Baffa State to say that. And it's sad, Matt, because what has happened is that the Commissioner of Police of the Commonwealth of Dominica has pandered or has succumbed to the whims and fancies of the Dominican Labour Party leaders. And in so doing, by taking these administrative orders, he has appeared to be in collusion with certain group of people in Dominica. And now he has to deal with it, because when you have people who are disobedient to law, and instead of correcting them,
you support them,
you enter into some kind of arrangement with them to get a particular electoral outcome. At some point, that is going to haunt you.
They're gonna think you owe them.
Well, but that, Matt, I that's why I told you we need to pray for Dominica. We need to pray for this country, because Dominica has rejected the nation, and I'm not just referring to the people who are here. That also includes the Dominicans who live abroad. The nation has rejected transparency, integrity, honesty. All those are precepts of God. And anytime you reject things of God, it's going to come with a consequence.
I was asking this morning, Joshua, in discussion, is corruption now a good word?
But Matt, I read, didn't you take note of what I read in the beginning? Do you want me to read it again for the nation to take note of from the book of Isaiah 5:20? I'm going to read it to you again, Matt, because that is what we have to deal with as a nation. Yeah, it says, Isaiah 5:20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Matt, that is where we are in Dominica right now. You swear that we are seeing the fulfillment of prophecy right here in Dominica.
Even if the reports of Al Jazeera surfaced about a week before the election, Matt, people totally ignored this.
Matt, I'm telling you, it is strange. It is unusual. What has happened in Dominica, what is happening in Dominica is strange. Spiritually, it's like a fulfillment of prophecy right here on the island, where the devil has to come and transform himself into an angel of light, doing the work of righteousness. And that is how Roosevelt's carrot appears in the minds of many people. He's a good guy. You hear pastors and priests saying how even before he was born, he was anointed by God. When the guy was being sworn in, I heard with my own ears this gentleman, Thomas, saying that the guy was called before he was born. Now, I am not in a position to say that is true or not true. But from what I have seen from this Prime Minister, there is no way Joshua Francis is going to conclude that he was anointed.
Really?
An anointed man does not repeatedly do things which are transgressions against the precepts of God. Lying, stealing, cheating, not being able to account for public monies. Matt, there is no way I am going to take my mouth and say that those are, or this man really is anointed.
Let's take a phone call. Hello, very interesting place there. Hello.
Matt.
I'm here.
You have been on hold for 15 minutes.
I owe you. No, I owe you.
Sorry, I come in for the top up. I come in.
Okay, all right. All right, no problem. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Francis.
Mr. Francis, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Mr. Francis, I'm going to ask you a question. Is it well with your soul?
It is well with my soul, there.
Right, that's all you have to be concerned about. It is well with your soul. You fought a clean and honest and righteous fight. So that's all you have to be. You have nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to be disappointed about. The fact of it, as far as I see it, lots of Dominicans, both living here and abroad, they have lost their moral compass, including those heading important institutions. So they're not concerned about doing things right, honest, and just. All they're concerned is about pleasing a master who is taking the same money belonging to them and use it to give them for them to turn around and do dirty games for them. So woe be unto them. We all have to face our judgment individually. We wouldn't be able to say it's Joshua or Matt or whoever that make us do that. Good afternoon. I'm stopping there.
Good afternoon. Of course, if you have internet, try to connect with the DominicaPatriot.com, www.DominicaPatriot.com. There's a story that you might be interested in, and it's dubbed chairman of the OAS Observer Mission. Dominica should have been, or should have recused himself, and they'll tell you why on that paper. Okay, DominicaPatriot.com, www.DominicaPatriot.com. Go and take a look. 449-3095-9697. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, man.
Yes.
This is Jagas, man. I always tell you, Dominica under a spell. From Irish, man, that.
Uh-huh.
I always tell you, we under a spell. So you see for yourself, I don't lie. And again, I did not follow scary nonsense. I stand for electoral reform. We didn't get it. I did not take part. Thank you very much. I was warning you all, with electoral reform, we will lose.
All right, caller, thank you very much.
Matt, while I was there, let me, before I forget, let me just take the opportunity also to express sincerest gratitude to people like Mike Wallace. This gentleman worked extremely hard for Dominica. I want to say, wherever you are, sir, you're a soul there. God bless you. Alex Bruno, the pollster, I want to say thank you, sir. Wherever you are, you're also a strategist. Personally, I want to say thank you. And Deanne Victor, Matt, this lady who is the
secretary.
Of the United Workers Party. This lady is just an exemplary, impeccable lady.
And the other young lady in the office as well.
Right. So all the ladies and the men who worked in the office of the United Workers Party, I want to say thank you on behalf of the party. You
and
know,
still, they're working. I can say that.
Yes.
152. Let's
Matt, there are other people I want to say thank you to. Isaac Baptist, the president of the United Workers Party. This gentleman, we have to remember him in our prayers. This man has worked extremely hard for Dominica. The trustees, you know, Mr. James, Mr. Prevost, Mr. Green, the trustees of the United Workers Party. I also want to say thank you to the people in diaspora, some people in diaspora. Dr. Dill Dangle Ben, Zed Lloyd, Marlon Jodell, Marcel, Allison, your sister.
Yeah.
Just to name a few, Matt.
Well, she also told me to tell you don't give up the fight. 153, hello, talk to me. Yes.
Hey, my brother Matt, good afternoon.
How are you doing, my brother?
I agree, good afternoon to Josh. And good spirit, Josh, keep it up, man. And we have nowhere going, Josh. We have we have to do it on behalf of the young people. You see, there are amongst of young people that came out for change, so we have to keep the spirit like you keep in your spirit of Josh. We have to do it on behalf of the young people. We have to keep fighting, man, and I believe we will overcome, man. But Matt, when in that press conference, Matt, I was when I saw that Hubert Imgran and that lady from Sierra Leone, that too disturbed me. That's why I woke up when she was speaking, because she speaks so arrogant, she speaks so rough. I see she spoke like a hyena, Matt. So I mean, you expect nothing from these people from a Caribbean standpoint. But anyway, Matt, we have to keep the fight. Let's keep the spring man, Josh.
Keep the fight.
Thank you, Bruno, and Loftus Duran, CCM, you know, keep up the good work.
Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
And how are you, darling?
You what?
And how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Mathematics is very same people, you know, on Sabbath morning and on Sunday morning. They're taking their bag and their Bible and go to church, upholding the wrong in the country. I stopped going to church.
Don't give up.
Yeah, I would tell the caller, you know, she should continue to go to church. You know, you go to church not for man. You go to church to give your God the glory and the thanks which he deserves. You will see the glory of God, you know. Dominican just have to be patient. You know, we just have to be patient. Nothing under the sun lasts forever. So we just have to be patient. I know it's very hard, but we have to keep our spirit up. You know, and I see Mr. Mate here in the studios. I personally also want to say thank you, Mr. Mate. He's one of the true patriots. I know, I don't know how he feels inside, but I'm sure he's broken inside. But he's a man of fortitude, a man of strength, and a man of resilience. And I'm sure he'll continue to struggle. While people like me, you know, I'm out there thinking as to whether I want to continue or discontinue this. I suspect people like Mr. Mate, you know, would not be asking such a question. He probably would just continue to stand for Dominica. You know, Matt, there are many other people I want to say thank you to. You know, persons who assisted me in my campaign, persons in the diaspora. You know, I want to say thank you to you, Matt. You know, what's happening here this afternoon is because of you and Q95. I want to say thank you to Q95. I want to say to you know, Matt, we have to big you up, you know. We have to big you up. You know, you have facilitated hundreds and thousands of programs to allow Dominicans to express themselves.
The struggle is on, my brother.
I get the feeling. Yeah, I am strong because my strength comes from the Almighty Father, Jehovah God.
All right, let's take another phone call. 156. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Hello, Mr. Matt.
Yes, hello.
I have to tell Mr. Francis something.
Tell something.
Yeah. Tell him, don't talk for my second country, boy. Talk for you where he lost. Don't talk for us.
All right, you were just saying something in your support, giving support to you. I mean, seeing you in the block is you know, brings a little despair. So you're saying, get out of the streets and do what you have to do. That's all you were saying.
Yeah, well, I don't understand the caller, you know. I don't know where the caller is right now. But caller, whoever you are, I hope all is well with you. If you're unemployed, I hope you get a job. If you're working, I hope you get a higher salary. Because one of the policies which the United Workers Party advocate is higher minimum wage, higher salaries, more job opportunities, more employment opportunities. The group of people in Dominica who seem to be affected most severely is a group of young men. Young men, as an attorney at law, when I go to court, young men in the box, young men in the cells, young men in the jail, young men on the block, young men drop out of high school, young men drop out of college, young men do not go to church, young men don't attend their PTAs, young men brought before the court for not paying maintenance fees for their children. So clearly that's a group of our demographics which needs fixing. It needs some correction. So young man, don't be offended. I'm just standing for you, my brother. I just use the Canefield Massacre boy as an example, but that is how it is throughout the island. Young men under attack.
Suzanne from Melville Battery says, Matt, I want to tell Joshua Francis, you know, I don't believe that the Labour Party won. They stole the election and she's prepared to keep fighting. All right, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Suzanne.
Are you there, call? Oh, sorry, missed that call. Hello, 157, yes.
Yes, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
And good afternoon, Josh.
Yes.
But the only thing I can say to Josh is be courageous. But Matt, you ask Josh a question, whether somebody call and ask whether God is real, and Josh answered correctly. I want to say God is real. What is not real? What we have done is that we have placed our faith too much in man. What is not real, Matt? You see all those self-acclaimed prophets that tell you God talking to them, and we listen to a lot of them. Come and talking nonsense about God tell him this and God tell him that. Up to this morning, Matt, somebody sent me a WhatsApp where one woman is saying all that God tell her Dominica going to be hit by 9.17 speed. But at the end of her prophecy, she went down in the gutter and somebody must have told her on her Facebook that she's not a prophet. And she went in the person's bedroom, tell the person, she challenged the person to come on her Facebook again for to see how she'll deal with them. It's those people, Matt, that are not real. And instead of putting our trust in God, we put our trust in man and believe what they tell us. Thank you, Matt.
All right, thank you. We're going to take one final call because our time, you know, is of the essence. And we have to wrap up this talk on the block. I hope Mr. Arthur will talk to me sometime this week. Hello, talk to me. Yes?
Yes, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
I am on a sabbatical, but Mr. Honorable Joshua Francis is there. I must call. Let me let him know that he was the one anointed when he was born, not someone else. And have a good day. God is in charge of everything. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Joshua, you know, the time is, you know, every time you come here, of course, it appears that the time moves quicker.
We want to say thank you to the Lord. We want to say thank you to the Lord. I want to say thank you to people like Janice, Rhoda, Suze, Jericho, just to name a few. Matt, we could take the entire afternoon to just say thank you to Dominica. And that's all I want to do. I want to pour out my heart to Dominica. I think that we have to be grateful in spite of what has happened on December 6th. We have a lot to give God thanks for. We have to give thanks for
our
lives.
Would you say, Joshua, would you say categorically that you think this election was stolen?
Yes, I would say categorically that this election was stolen from the United Workers Party, Team Dominica. When you look at the seats, you look at the results, clearly the Dominica Labour Party entered into a scientific machination to prevent United Workers Party Team Dominica from forming the government. But there is a God, he's on his throne, he saw what happened in secret places, in open places, and it's just a matter of time. So once again, I just want to say thank you, Dominica. I love Dominica, and Dominica is like a mother. Dominica is like a mother, you know, and we have to show gratitude. We have to honor our mothers and our fathers. Dominica, the election is gone, but opportunity, give God thanks and praises. Wherever you are, reach out to your parents, reach out to your brothers, your sisters, you know, whatever relationships were broken over election, please try to mend it.
Joshua Francis, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yep, big up, Matt.
All right. I hope you continue to join me sometime in the future.
Well, Matt, you know, well, I will, as I say, I'm going to be out for a few days. Let me just take the opportunity, Rosa Salt. You know, if you don't see me, it's because I'm out for a few days. And during that period, you know, I will decide. I'll of course do some reflection. And Matt, I'm always willing to serve. That's my life. I was a teacher before I became an attorney. I was a lecturer, and I have always given to people. So whether I'm in active politics or not, I'm going to continue to be Joshua Francis. You know, just serve people, love people, and care for people.
We'll join the Digicel Hour next. Imagine the afternoon, saying good afternoon to you. Continue to enjoy the Christmas season.